Random House Audio presents The Proving Trail by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by Michael Crouch.
Chapter 1. All winter long I held them cattle up on the plateau, whilst Pa collected my wages down to town. Come first grass, I taken them cattle down to Dingleberry's, and I told old Ding what he could do with them. That I had my fill of playing nursemaid to a bunch of cows. He made quite a fuss, saying as how Pa'd hired me out to him, and I'd no choice, being a boy not yet 18. So I told him if he figured I'd no choice, just to watch the tail end of my horse, because I was fetching out of there. I knew Pa was down to town gambling, working with my money as his base, but Pa was a no-account gambler, generally speaking, and couldn't seem to put a winning hand together. Nonetheless, he might have enough put by to give me a road stake, and I could make do with $5, if he had it. Only when I rode into town, Pa was dead. He was not only dead, he was buried, and they put a marker on his grave. It taken the wind out of me. I just sort of backed off and sat down. Pa, he was no more than 40, seemed like, and a man in fair health, for somebody who spent most of his time over a card table. There was a lot of strangers in town. But one man who knowed me, and who knowed Pa, too, he told me, "Was that you? I'd get straddle of that bronc and light a shuck. Ain't nothing around town for you no more, with your Pa dead." "How'd he die? It don't make no sense. Him down right off like that." "That's the way folks usually die, son. Everybody knows he's going to die sometime, but nobody really expects to." "You let out, son. I hear tell they're hiring men for work in the mines out in the western part of the territory."